quote, benzene, which the EPA has classified as a Group A human carcinogen, is released in the fracking process through air pollution and in the water contaminated by the drilling process. The Institute of Medicine released a report in December last year that links breast cancer to exposure to benzene. So here we have the direct conflict of the mission of the Susan G. Komen Foundation. And I was an early supporter of that group when Susan Komen had died and Nancy Brinker, I believe her sister or sister-in-law, I met with her personally when they launched one of their first run for charity here in the San Francisco Bay Area. And so now we see that its board is infested with pro-extraction individuals, that they're receiving significant amounts of money. Their annual budget is about $100 million. And so millions of that funding is coming from these interests. And then the Komen Foundation takes the position of a tobacco executive and says, well, you know, we don't see any link between fracking and cancer.
Exactly. And that's really important. And I think the tobacco parallel is really important, given especially how many people suffered from tobacco and the anti-science stance and the disinformation campaign. It's very similar parallels between the oil industry, the gas industry, the coal industry, a lot of even a revolving door between the lobbyists who were one-time tobacco lobbyists now become oil and gas lobbyists using all the same tactics to produce massive disinformation to sort of sow the seeds of doubt among millions of people in the United States and around the world. And I say that because just look at this one article, the Associated Press article. You get a quote like that from a legitimately seeming institution like the Susan B. Komen Foundation that appears in the AP article that ends up being distributed to newspapers around the world. Well, that's very powerful. But you know, you kind of look behind the curtain and you see, well, who is the Komen Foundation? Who funds the Komen Foundation? And it's a lot murkier. And that's sort of not something that the oil and gas industry wants populists to know, but it's really important for the populists to know.
Well, neither does the Komen Foundation. They're trying to recover from their last big political blunder. And this, you know, their fundraising participation has been way off from average people. And unfortunately, that has the effect of making them more captive to the big money donors like those affiliated with Coke.